CityTalk 105.9. Official podcasts. Online at citytalk.fm. CityTalk 105.9. Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks.
This is a man's world. But it would be nothing.
It is the weekend, thank God. It's City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool, and this radio show is Bloke Talk. I'm Duncan. Toby's here.
Hello.
Laura's here as well.
Good evening.
Do you want, which one wants the task or indeed the chore of just doing the usual preamble that I normally come out with? Because I like the idea now that kind of we move it around a bit.
Do you not like
really
doing it much anymore?
I'm bored of it, if I'm honest. But
welcome,
we have to do it.
Welcome to City Talk 105.9. This is Bloke Talk.
Bloke Talk.
Duncan is an honorary presenter today because he's giving me the chance to do it. Laura is also here, our bird.
A bird.
Resident bird.
Yeah.
Hello.
I feel like I should squawk when you say that.
On squawk?
Oh, it, squawk?
What kind of squawk could you do?
That's pretty good. What bird
was
that? Do you know about birds, Duncan?
I'm quite into birds at the moment because my little girl's fascinated by birds.
So
I had to take her to go and see a coot the other day. What?
What bird was that?
What was that? Do it again. It's almost like a grumpy seagull.
A gull.
One of the ones you'd find on Bold Street.
Well, shall I carry on?
Well, I don't know. I'm distracted. I know Laura is as well.
Can I just ask what? I'm distracted by Toby's socks.
What on earth are they?
I actually wanted to talk about socks tonight.
No.
Because of what I'm wearing. Are we going straight into the sock talk?
Well, let's just say a number of things we need to talk about. We need to look at our online presence, Bebo, Twitter, MySpace.
Yes. Facebook.
Facebook. We've got some new members on Twitter. We're going to do something about people's names, and I'm going to explain why, because we've got a lot of name stuff to talk about, because there was we have a colleague here at City Talk 105.9. He's a very good man, Roy Basnett. And on Monday, he had
doesn't
someone
see the light of day that often.
No, I think he's a bit scared
I don't know
of the
how
sun.
He manages that. Maybe he's a vampire.
On his show on Monday, he had someone in called Kerry Hopkins, and she claimed to know everything about your personality just by knowing your name.
Brilliant.
So what JD, our mute producer, did, because he also looks after Roy.
Are all JDs mute?
Quite possibly.
Do you think she?
I don't know any
that?
Other JDs.
Jack Daniels.
I'm always mute.
Is that
after
a person?
Quite a lot
That's
of
not
Jack
a person.
Daniels. Anyway,
a real person called Jack Daniels.
Of course it's a person. It's named after Jack Daniels.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's if you believe the marketing spin.
Yeah, precisely.
Anyway, Kerry Hopkins can tell everything about people from their names. So JD said to Kerry, we've got this show called Bloke Talk, presented by three people. These are their names. What does it say about them?
Brilliant.
So we'll do that a little bit later on. But the socks are quite magnificent,
okay.
Tobe.
Do you want me to talk about socks?
Well, no.
I wanted to talk about socks.
You
anyway.
Can, but I think most importantly, we should get an immediate female reaction regarding blokes
exactly
who wear novelty socks. What the hell is going on there, Laura?
I can't stand novelty socks. Other than on children.
Yeah.
But a grown man
should
wear.
Reflect my
especially not.
No,
to some
it
extent.
Doesn't. No, it's the
You've
same thing as novelty
today.
Toys. Yeah.
You're dressed very smartly in a smart shirt and trousers and shoes, and you've spoiled them.
What does that say? What does it? I can't believe I'm
it
lifting
says,
up your trousers.
It says.
White.
It says. Oh,
it's
no.
got a South Park character on it.
Cartoon God. Character
yeah,
socks.
What does
this
say?
Tragic.
I'm not fat.
I'm not fat. I'm big boned.
Yeah.
You see now.
Did you buy those?
No, I think they were bought for
I
you.
I hope see, they
were
bought
they
for
never
you.
Are bought by. They're always a present, aren't they?
Yeah, they yeah.
People that buy novelty socks for themselves are probably the most tragic people on the planet.
Yeah.
That's official.
Are you quite comfortable wearing those? Or was it the last set of socks
no,
that were clean?
It wasn't the last set of socks that were clean. It was the first set of socks that somehow worked themselves to the front of the drawer.
Well, there's no excuse, Toby. You're wearing a shirt, a decent pair of trousers there, you've got some black shoes on, and you're below it by wearing socks that a prat would normally wear.
What? Why do you wear them? What does it make you feel good? Do you hope people will comment on them?
No.
Just
no,
trying to get behind the
socks. You're looking to be ridiculed? What's going on?
I wear them out of convenience. As I say, they were the first that came to hand.
Yeah.
I don't have many pairs of novelty socks anymore.
You shouldn't have any.
But I don't.
Laura's so right.
Why?
Well, because you're over the age of 12.
What's the
that's
definition
why?
Of novelty socks? Like, I've got a lot of socks that say the day of the week on them.
Oh,
do they count as novelty?
Novelty?
Is it?
That's just sad.
They're just black.
You have
socks
L&R written on your shoes and your boots as well.
The tiniest. I have L&R written on my headphones. As do you. But they're not novelty. They've just got a tiny little bit of lettering on them saying the day.
Shall I tell
that
you what
is
I
novelty.
Think?
Why is that novelty?
Because it's different to normal socks.
What about ones with, like, three little lines of colour on them? Are they not?
Well, that's all right.
Patterned socks.
Oh, OK.
So the patterns allowed, but novelty not.
No. Right.
You see, whenever I worked in anything that wasn't radio, and I've had a few jobs that isn't radio, and if you work in an office somewhere, you'll always come across eventually a finance department or the accounting department. Now, you know these people for two very clear things. One, they all have their own mugs in the staff kitchen, and if you use them, all hell breaks loose, because old Martha, who's been doing the accounts, sat there in her cardigan looking a bit plump for the last 35 years, gets very offended if you use her bone china Labrador mug, right? That is what people who work in finance departments and accounting departments are like.
And is the other one novelty socks?
It's the socks and the ties that all of the men wear, because they've got no personality, because they're accountants, they're not remotely interesting in any way, shape or form, so their wives, to make them interesting, buy them novelty ties. And the thing is, they wear them. It's just wrong.
I think you're doing a disservice to accountants by saying they're all uninteresting people.
I've never had an interesting conversation with an accountant.
Quite a few of my friends are accountants.
Are they nice? Are they interesting?
They're nice, but they're boring.
Yeah, they wear novelty socks.
Well, no, because they're all women.
Do they wear novelty ties? Do they wear novelty
anything? Well, they're women.
Would they wear novelty? But
women are clever enough not to wear anything that's remotely
novelty.
Or novelty, because they just realise from a fashion point of view it's not good.
Well, I wasn't going for fashion. I very rarely go for fashion when I go to it. Do you know what? There is somebody that I went to a party with recently from here.
What kind of party?
In fact, it was Laura's party. Laura's
Pampas
house
grass
party
in the front garden.
We talked about a while ago.
Party? Oh, right.
And they were a little bit surprised when I turned up, because they said to me, and this person is...
because you weren't invited.
This person... this person
you're not on the list.
Oh, God, Toby's here.
I think by general consensus, this person is probably one of the most stylish people in the building. And he said to me, as I turned up, do you know what? I'm really surprised because you look really good. And I was like, that's because I don't make an effort for work.
Right.
I don't make an effort for work.
Hang on, so you're telling me that you made an effort for that party?
Yeah, of course I did.
What was he wearing, Laura?
T-shirt and jeans.
Was he styled?
And I'd done my hair differently.
What was your T-shirt again? Would you have a pattern on?
I can't remember what I was wearing. Oh, I do remember it.
Did it have your name written on it?
It was a designer T-shirt.
Toby.
It was a designer T-shirt with the logo, but the logo was done in, like, Lego bricks.
Good God.
It's a cool T-shirt. It's one of my cooler T-shirts.
So hang on, how did you make an effort just by putting on a T-shirt and jeans?
No, I just cooled myself up. If that
Well, I'm going to cool myself up this evening.
What is the male version of making an effort? Because for women, it's putting on a very posh dress.
Yeah.
Heels,
nice underwear.
Making an effort for me. Yeah. Making an effort is done in the shops as a bloke.
Right.
For me, it's done in the shops when you're buying whatever it is you might be likely to wear, and that might involve having a bit of style.
Yeah.
Which it might do.
Duncan wouldn't know much about.
Well, nor would you, by the look of your
socks.
Well,
I think, you know, black.
I don't really worry too much, as long as I look smart enough. And the fact is that it's taken until now, at the end of a working day, for anybody to notice these socks. And that's my point. When I'm doing my work as a journalist, I apologise, my phone's just gone off.
Well, switch it off.
It's the first time I've ever done that. Yeah. When I was doing my normal professional work, when it might have involved meeting somebody that, you know, I needed to look reasonably smart for, nobody would have noticed the socks.
I don't see
that it matters.
I think you're in a relationship still, I presume.
Yes.
With PP.
Yes.
Going well.
Yes.
She's a stylish woman. Does she ever comment on your socks?
No.
No. You see, just as well you're in a relationship, mate, because if you were not in a relationship and you were looking to be in a relationship, I guarantee you this, and now I'm no relationship expert, as you pointed out, I'm certainly no fashion guru, but I know one thing, and it's this. If I was looking for a partner, the novelty socks would be a turn-off.
Really?
Isn't that right, Laura?
Turn-off, Laura?
Big time.
What would go through your head?
My little socks with a tiny bit of writing of the name of the week on.
Try hard geek who thinks he's crazy and he's actually boring.
That's damning. That is damning, but it's true, isn't it?
No, it's not true.
It's very true.
Trying to make up for other areas of himself.
I know what your answer will be because we're on air at the moment, but do you really think that that's what I'm actually like? I'm not. I'm breaking the mould.
Are you?
But that that might be my impression of you if I didn't know you, if I just saw the socks.
But my point is that your impression has now just been broken because you do know me, and I am living proof that people that wear novelty socks aren't necessarily like that.
But the point is, it's about the impression that you make when you're trying to attract a mate.
Well, I don't need to. I don't need to attract a mate. That's exactly.
You see, it's like the peacocks, isn't it? It's like the peacocks.
No, the peacocks show off in with the greatest colours.
But they look. That's
in
my
vivid
point.
Displays.
Hear me out on this.
Coming out with vivid displays.
Hear me out, because you're almost right. There's the peacock strutting around the farmyard. Yeah. Okay, up goes the tail and the
gets
feathers.
Out its novelty socks.
No. It's elegant, well thought out colours, design, sophistication, vibrancy. Okay, right. And the other peacock goes, aye. I'll have a bit of that, right? You come along. If you were a peacock, you get your tail up and all your feathers up. It would probably spell out boo in white writing with an exclamation mark. It wouldn't work. You wouldn't get the same attention.
My picture of Fireman Sam.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd like that. Yeah, but that's what I'm like. I like being a bit different to everyone
novelty
else.
Novelty feathers.
Yeah. And that's what.
Oh, look, everyone's a novelty peacock.
Yeah, I would get someone to spray it different every week if I was a peacock.
What?
I'd get it.
What did you say?
I said naff.
Naff.
What did you think she said?
You don't want to know what I thought she said. Well, I think we've concluded that
word that we need to say.
I don't
naff.
Care. Naff. Yeah. I have broken. Naff. I've broken naff. your perception of people.
Have you got any novelty ties?
I'm sure I could dig some.
I'll stop being vague. Go on, you know
I
what
actually,
you've got. What
I don't
have you got?
I actually don't have any up here. I could dig some.
What have you got?
Mickey Mouse?
I've got a Christmas one. Yeah. That plays a song and the eyes of Rudolph light up. I don't think I've ever worn
have
that.
Have you got a
actually.
Simpsons novelty tie?
No, bet no. I'm not a big Simpsons
bet you have.
Fan.
What have you
so
got
I
then? Disney
I've
one?
I've
Donald
got South Park tie.
Yeah.
At least one. Maybe even two. I've got, I'll tell you what I have got.
Go on.
This is horrendous.
I can't wait.
I admit to this. Right. It's a black tie with a red toothbrush on it, and it's got some toothpaste as if it's been squirted. The top of the toothpaste on top of the brush, there's an actual plastic lump of toothpaste on top of the tie.
That's horrific. Did Even you buy it? You didn't that. Buy that.
It would have been a long time ago.
Is that
I might
in your wardrobe with the bow tie that goes round and round and lights up, and the funny shoes that are a little bit long with those like twirly bits at the end that Bingo might have worn.
Toby, if I pay you a tenner, will you wear that to work one day?
I'd have to wear the toothpaste. It's back down south with my parents, but I
want to see the toothpaste.
Just come in one day and be really serious and just pretend
that
nothing's.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Duncan, I'm not letting you off here because I'm sure you must have owned a novelty tie.
I don't have any novelty ties.
You must have done.
No,
in your
I have
past.
No. The nearest I no, I have not got any novelty ties.
Novelty
I've got.
Shirts,
I've got.
T-shirts,
no,
socks.
I don't look good in t-shirts. That's why I rarely wear them because I'm chunky and I've got man boobs. I have. I've got a spotty tie.
Okay.
I've got a couple of ties, which are silk ties from the days when I, you know, I kind of had a different job in an office, and they're just spotty. That's it. But I wouldn't class those as novelty ties.
Just a bit naff.
Are they naff?
Do
not
you have any
ties?
Novelty socks?
I've got bought some about 5 or 6 years ago by my godson.
What did they
who
say?
Was four. And it was, God knows, it's Dennis the Menace or something. But he's four. £3 for your godfather for Christmas. That's, but I never wear them. Not that I'll tell him that.
When I was going out with my first girlfriend, one day I went shopping with her and her mum.
Yeah. Is that your current
came
girlfriend?
Back, no.
Yeah.
And came
just last
back,
week were we talking about,
been into Clinton's. And came back with some novelty socks for me that says, I only smile because I have no idea what's going on.
Who ended the relationship, her or you?
It was a mutual decision.
That's what you tell
That's
yourself.
That's what she told you. She told you it was mutual.
You're so horrible to me. I feel bullied today.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Are you trying to get me back for last week's attack on your shirt?
No, I always draw a line under
it.
I
noticed that after my attack on your shirts, you've not gone back to flowery.
I do have a very flowery shirt currently ironed and ready to go. I did think about wearing
it
today,
tomorrow?
But I haven't decided yet.
Go for it.
Don't go for it. It's a bad look.
Your current one looks a bit like a tablecloth.
Yes, because it's got checks on it.
Yeah.
But they're big checks. They're tablecloth checks.
Yeah. Maybe what I should do is get a bottle of ketchup, kind of have it coming out of my pocket, and maybe a red lump somewhere around by the buttons, and I could go, hey, everyone, look, I'm wacky! Right, it's Bloke Talk here on The Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9. We need to do our online kind of survey.
Yeah,
that was a novelty section. We need to look at Bebo, Twitter, MySpace,
Facebook.
We need to find out who's on that. We need to find out what's in the name. And also, food challenge for this week. Mm. I've got some food stuffs here.
That's not as good a clink as normal, is it?
No, it's a bit boring. So we need to do that as well. City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
I'm doing something really, really unprofessional.
It's a disgrace.
So am I.
That is a clue.
Is that cockroach?
Regarding, no, it's not. Our food challenge.
Cricket.
Which we'll do before the end of the show.
Oh, yeah.
So Laura's here, Toby's here, and I'm Duncan. Thank you very much for getting involved in the show. It is Bloke Talk here on the Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9. Do you want to do the name thing?
Yeah, let's get it going.
Do the name thing before we look at the online activity and stuff. And Laura, I found a song about you.
Not tell Laura
I
love her.
Actually, about Laura.
We're going to talk about that in more detail in a few moments' time. Mm. Right, during the week, colleague of mine, I like him. I work with a lot of people here at City Talk 105.9. A lot of people I don't like, if I'm honest.
Don't you really want to slap his bald head?
Very few people I'd want to be in the studio with. Roy Basnett, I don't mind too much. He's all right.
I'd like to slap his bald head.
What about us? Do you like us?
Well, that's why I'm in the studio with you.
Are you sure it's not out of necessity?
Yeah, I like having you here.
Excellent.
I like working with you.
Oh, that's kind of
you. You're sound people. Let's be honest.
Would you give us a job if you started your own radio station?
Yeah.
It's because you...
Get your application in now.
Excellent.
Right, so...
How would you interview us?
How will I interview? Now I know what you're capable of doing.
What's your interview question?
I don't know. I'll come back. It's just boring conversation. Yeah, I don't want to talk about this anymore. I want to talk about what your name means. Because we've been talking about what your novelty socks say about you. So, Toby Gillis, let's find out what your name says about you. Kerry Hopkins. That was almost a slick radio link. Did you hear that?
It was quite good. I'll give you that.
Kerry Hopkins was in on the Roy Basnett show earlier this week, and she claims to know everything about your personality just by knowing your name. Have you ever met a Toby?
No. The only Tobys I've ever met are dogs.
No. Have you ever met Kerry Hopkins?
No.
No. Laura, you haven't, have you?
No.
Neither have I. So this woman knows nothing about us, but she's going to talk about our personalities just by understanding and kind of analysing what our name is. And she came in on the Roy Basnett show. Her name's Kerry Hopkins. JD, our mute producer, gave her my name, Toby's name and Laura's name. And we're going to find out in a second exactly what our names say about her. Who are we going to do first? We're going to do Toby. Toby Gillis, this is what your name says about you.
Toby? Oh, yeah, he does not know when to reel it in. When he was talking, he sounded so reserved, but I'm telling you, that guy is fucked. He's friendly, he's funny, he's stubborn, he loves to talk. He really wants to be loved. He really wants to be included in everything. That's the problem. He can't miss out on fun. He has to. If there's something going on, he has to be part of it.
I think that was bang on the money,
that
almost.
That is spooky.
Yeah, you've got to reel it in, Tobe.
Do you know what?
That is so accurate.
Let me just ask a question of our mute producer. Yeah. Hadn't she heard me on air?
Well, she's in America
moment?
On the phone.
I think
of course
she'd heard me on air. No, because right, I'll tell you why. Oh. While she was on air, yeah. I was at the football doing drops into the show.
Never
so she had actually heard me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she must be tuning in here,
No. She was on the phone at the time and had just heard me and then afterwards said that she wanted to talk about my name.
Are you stubborn?
No.
Is that not true?
Are you stubborn?
Yes.
Can you not stop talking? Some of the things she was saying about
you. Do you need to reel it in?
Yeah, reel it in, Toby.
Why do I need to reel it in?
Because it's always out. For God's sake, put it away.
Just reel it in.
Right, so that was Kerry Hopkins, who I thought actually gave quite a good, correct kind of
She'd still
outline.
Heard about
that was
me.
Spooky.
She'd heard from me. It's harder
all right,
for
you well,
to.
Well, let's find out because...
She couldn't tell all that from a football report anyway.
She heard me going on and on and on and on.
Let's find out what she said about Laura Harms. Yeah.
Laura's like that Christine. Just detail-oriented, capable, hard-working, applies herself. She's always looking out for everyone else and taking care of everyone else's needs. And she's another one that just gets stressed out because she really does. She takes care of everyone else's needs and not her own.
That's not true.
Big time.
No way! Just because it makes you look good.
I thought
it's true.
You've spent a lot of today moaning about other people.
Yeah, but that is a strand of we all moan. It's a strand of human nature.
Right.
You moan.
I was stressed out.
I don't think that that's true. That you put yourself behind others all the time.
I'll tell you
why
I disagree.
What do you mean by that? that.
Yeah, what do you mean by
that's
that?
True. I don't think that's true.
Well, tell us why.
You think
then.
I'm selfish?
No, I didn't say that. I don't
what
think
are you saying?
I don't think it's wrong to put yourself first sometimes, but I don't think that it's true. I think there are others in this office that put other people ahead of themselves more than you do.
You're not even making sense.
No,
I am. You're talking rubbish.
No, I'm not.
It didn't say that I don't put myself. It said that
I'm. You're always putting others ahead of you and don't look after yourself, is what she said.
I don't look after myself.
Yes, you do. I don't agree with that.
Why are you being so horrible?
I'm not being horrible.
You
I just
are.
Don't think that's.
You've got an attitude problem.
On. It's because you started. It's because you started on his socks. That's what it is. He's trying to score cheap points.
No.
I think that is a really a bang on description of you, and I'll tell
of
you
it
why.
Was true, but,
because yeah. I have seen you. You go out of your way to make sure people are okay. You're kind. You're considerate, and you kind of. I've seen you just go up to people
are
you and
trying
just go
to pull her.
Right. No, but
I work hard as well,
aura.
Don't I, for other people?
I agree you do work hard.
Yeah.
I don't deny that you work hard, and I don't deny that you do get stressed, mainly because you're putting yourself out for other people, but I don't think...
Well, that's exactly what she said.
What I'm saying is I think that you don't put yourself out for other people at your own cost.
Right. I think you need to stop talking now.
Right, let's find out what Kerry Hopkins, the American who analyses people's names and details their personality, had to say about me.
Duncan. Well, Duncan's very social, too. He's very ambitious. He's going after what he wants. He doesn't let on a lot what he's going after. You don't know that he's that ambitious because he's having fun and he's joking with you. You don't know that he actually does have ambition. He really does. He wants. He has goals. He does. But he just doesn't tell you about it. And this guy, you know, he had a tough growing up. So he's working for everything he gets. That guy, he earns every accolade he gets.
Did you have it so tough growing up that you had
speed.
To wear a tablecloth?
Duncan!
I love that. I love it when females, particularly Americans, shout my name in such
Duncan!
A glorifying manner. Yeah. We got that again. Can we just have her opening? I don't want anything else
opening
apart from
gambit.
When she just mentions my name.
Duncan!
See, I like that.
Duncan!
That's good. That is like audio Viagra. Have we got it again? I could have that set on my, instead of a radio alarm, so the City Talk breakfast kicking in, what instead I could have is I could just have Kerry Hopkins going,
Duncan!
And I'll be out of bed.
You could have it as a ringtone.
No, that'd be sad.
As a text message tone.
Well, I thought that was a good description of
you. Yeah, she's good.
Did you have a hard time growing up and so you're now working?
Well, I don't know if I had a hard time, but it depends what your definition of hard is.
You're definitely hardworking. I think you're ambitious, you know, you do.
Do you still have goals?
Apparently, according to Kerry.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but he's playing it close to his chest.
Yeah, he's
that's true.
If I had,
we
I wasn't going to tell you.
Yeah.
So,
For all we know, that Duncan could want to be Prime Minister one day.
No, I don't want to be Prime Minister.
Ah, but you'd say
Chancellor
that.
Of the Exchequer.
No, I just want to be on the radio all of the time.
Yeah. You want to take over Britain's airwaves.
Duncan FM!
There's nothing wrong with Duncan FM. It's got a certain ring to it.
So that's your ambition, Duncan
right,
FM.
Right, so I enjoyed that. That was interesting. What do we think? Do we think that kind of... She's because I if you compare, let's say, what Kerry was doing, analysing people's names and working out a bit about their personality, is she going to get most things right? Because you can be quite kind of sort of like, yeah, they're this kind of person, that kind of person. Or do we think there's some kind
Surely
of skill involved?
Surely not all Tobys are like me.
Well, out there. Yeah. Reeling
I think
it out.
They
never
are.
Stop talking. Have you met
well,
any
as you
Tobies?
Said, most of them are dogs.
All right. Well, here's a question, because I want to play the song I found for Laura, because I think your soul needs repairing after Toby's attack on you earlier.
That was
right. We'll do that in a second, but what I wanted to find out was, because this is interesting, can you name me any famous Tobies? Anyone who's achieved anything called Toby?
I can name a famous Toby, but he's not famous for any real good
Go
reason.
On.
Toby Anstis.
I've got one.
Coming to a radio near you soon, sadly. Toby Anstis, eh?
Toby Maguire.
Who's Toby Maguire?
Played Spider-Man. Spider-Man. That's spelled with an E in it.
What?
It's an actor's way of spelling a name, isn't it?
What, double E?
No.
What about any other famous Tobies?
Toby Jug.
We had that well-known chain of pubs.
There is the Toby Carvery.
Yeah, great. You're associated with some cheap meat that's been under a lamp for 3 hours.
There was a dog in Neighbours called Toby.
Yeah, this is good. All right, so you're a pub
Isn't
chain, you're a Carvery, the bloke who played Spider-Man, different spelling, and a dog. Great.
I can't think of
Oh,
anymore.
JD, the mute producer. We have to make allowances because
he
writes things down because he's mute. What's he writing down?
It's
something very, very long. Oh, Joe Mangle's son in Neighbours was apparently called Toby.
Brilliant. Of course he was.
What about Laura? Any famous Lauras?
No, not really.
I know of a famous Laura. We might even be able to find one of her songs. She was big in the 1980s. Laura Branigan. You ever heard of Laura Branigan?
Lisa Branigan.
No, she works here. Upstairs. Oh, good God, it's going to be a long time. It's no, Laura Branigan. Had
who's
some
that?
Hits, Laura Branigan.
The Scissor Sisters had a song called Laura.
Yeah, but
and
that's,
then
that's
the
a song.
Tell Laura person? I Love Her.
Well, yeah. Any other songs?
Have you ever
about
had anyone
Laura?
Sing that to yeah. you?
Yes, all the time.
Have you?
Yes.
Do you cringe?
What's this?
Is this Laura Branigan?
Branigan.
Oh, I know this song.
It's the only famous Laura I can think of.
I can't think of.
What's
no,
that song called?
I can't think of any others.
It's called Gloria.
Gloria, yes.
I quite I like the fact that there aren't any famous Lauras.
Yeah.
Do you? You're well, quite famous.
I'm not famous.
What about
at all.
Famous inside Liverpool? There aren't no, many famous Duncans apart from this Duncan Bannatyne.
Yes.
The dragon in the den.
You wouldn't mind having his bank account.
What else? There's...
Or indeed his wife. Have you seen her?
Laura Ashley.
Laura Ashley. Oh, whose phone is that? Don't tell me that's my phone.
It's not mine.
Oh, that is very unprofessional.
Extraordinary how both
who's
of
ringing
us
you, Dunk?
Want to turn our phone off.
You want to know who that was. You don't.
Who was
it's
it?
It's really pointless.
Who was it?
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Who
Hang
was it?
Hang on a second. Hang on. There, top one.
Who's that?
Well, exactly.
Alex Dyke.
I hope that's not a nickname.
No, sadly not. Alex is a friend of mine. He's like a second-rate local radio broadcaster.
You should
second
have answered rate. The phone then.
Yeah.
And
I think that's
he's on the Isle of Wight.
Why don't you phone him if up anyone, and put him on loudspeaker?
Because if we put him on the radio, that would be it. We wouldn't have to talk for the remainder of the show.
He's a bit like Toby.
And the first thing he'd say is... you're in Liverpool. Isn't that where the Beatles come from, mate? Is probably what they'll say. So there you are. Alex, if you get to hear about this, you know I'm only joking.
Does he have a voice like that?
Kind of. Duncan Bannatyne.
Yes.
Duncan Goodhue, the swimmer.
Yes.
That's about it.
Wasn't there a King Duncan?
There's a Dr. Duncan here in Liverpool. They named the pub after him.
The meat producer's writing again.
He's very active today, isn't he?
Yeah, Duncan Goodhue, that's a good one.
What's that?
Duncan Norvell.
Oh, the camp.
Who's that?
The camp comic. Yeah, yeah. He was married, wasn't he? Everyone thought Duncan Norvell. Tail end of the '70s.
Duncan Donuts.
A kind of variety act. Duncan Norvell was this character. He's come on stage and he used to be very camp. He's going, chase me.
I'll tell you what I've just thought of a very.
And everyone was to go. I wonder. Is he one of them? And it turns out the whole thing is an act. You know, this guy is married. He's married and he's got a wife and everything. But those who are harder thinking, well, tail end of the '70s, it was. You know, everyone thought, look, isn't he camp? Isn't he cheeky?
I've just thought of a genuinely legendary Duncan, actually.
Go on.
Duncan Ferguson.
Yeah, yeah.
Genuinely, certainly half the city agree.
All right, and we talked about songs as well. Tell Laura I Love Her, Ricky Valens. Tell Laura I Love Her. Laura by the...
Scissor Sisters.
Yeah.
Laura.
And I found you a song. I think of you. Hang on a second. There's a bloke, right?
Have you not found me a song as well?
You find me a song with Toby in the title and I'll play it on the radio for you. Christopher Cross is a singer-songwriter.
Is that the same as Chris Cross?
No, it's very different.
Chris Cross.
they wore baggy trousers. They had to be pulled up.
They were all their clothes were buttered to front. That was the whole point of Chris Cross.
This bloke writes songs in the 70s and 80s.
Mm.
He's probably best well-known for a song by, in a movie called Arthur, featuring Dudley Moore. Arthur's theme. Yeah. The best that you can do.
Right.
One of our sister radio stations, Magic, plays
song?
It a lot.
Are we ever going to
well,
hear
anyway,
this song?
Well, anyway, he's got this song out at the moment, and it's called Think of Laura.
It's out now, is it?
And his album's out now, and this track's on there. And I thought, particularly
did you
after
buy this person's album.
No, I got sent it free. I wouldn't buy it. And because Toby,
not that good, then.
Because Toby made that, I think, quite unprovoked attack on you. And your personality and your character. I think we need a bit of audio healing. So this is Christopher Cross, and this is Think of Laura.
Do you know what this Christopher Cross looks like? Chris Cross looks like?
No.
Yeah. I can picture him. He's got blonde, floppy hair.
And he's a woman.
Probably sitting in a tree somewhere.
With his novelty socks on.
Laura.
No, he's not.
I like that.
Did you like that? I thought that was nice.
Hey,
he's actually got grey socks on and sandals.
I think it's a really sweet song. I think it's your song.
Do you like that song?
Oh, thanks,
do you want to hear the whole thing again?
You know.
Well, I'd like to hear Duncan sing it to me sometime.
I like the bit he goes,
oh, Laura.
There goes Christopher Cross.
Oh, we've got him there.
Found him on the interweb.
He's got a printer on his face. I tell you what, I wasn't that far away with the
He's wearing
clothes.
It.
Oh, look, that is. It's been released as a single.
He's basically sitting in a tree.
Look at that, it's great.
It's a bamboo chair.
It's a cover of the 7-inch single, Christopher Cross, Think of Laura.
Is his entire outfit pink? Or have I just seen, like, pink trousers and a pink shirt? Or is that just
and
the
terribly...
lighting?
He's not wearing socks at all.
He's wearing
shoes.
That's
what
the
now? Here's Laura. What's worse?
Loafers.
Those shoes with loafers with no socks or novelty socks?
Do you know what it is?
It's that's a tough one.
That's Miami Vice
one.
Look. That's the Miami Vice look.
Right, what's worse?
I think the worst is sandals with novelty socks.
Okay, what's that or what I'm wearing? Brogues and they are what I can't say the word, but they are what I call shoes. And it's not a word that I'm allowed to say on the radio.
Sorry, what does that mean?
Begins with a W.
That's a bit harsh.
That's
they
what
are,
I call them. Merchant banker
like
shoes.
Slip-on pair of loafers.
I think his shoes are better than your novelty socks.
Yeah, coming from the man who wears novelty
socks,
you're going to start giving fashion tips to one of the most successful singer-songwriters of the 70s. Oh, hello, mate. Don't wear the merchant banker shoes. Take some fashion advice off me. Get some nice novelty socks, Chris. That'll really help your career.
I'm not telling him to get novelty socks, but some socks, surely.
Right.
You can't wear socks with shoes like that.
Well, you shouldn't be wearing shoes like that at all. They're awful.
Leave him alone.
Yeah,
you've been very horrible today.
Yeah, he wrote a song about Laura. Leave him alone.
He's shocking.
That's
right.
Why he's being mean.
Listen, we need to go away and come back. We need to talk about car boot sales, don't we?
Yes.
We need to do the food challenges and loads more other stuff as well. Well, the food challenge. And also we need to look at our various multimedia platforms. It is Bloke Talk here on The Voice of Liverpool. City Talk 105.9.
This is a man's world.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
But it would be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl.
It is Bloke Talk on The Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9, the third and final chunk of Bloke Talk for this weekend. Thank you for listening, or indeed downloading. Toby, Duncan, Laura here. What? What's so funny? Clicking your fingers.
Yeah.
Did you fancy a little bit of kind of like a cappella kind of, you know, thing going on there?
I quite enjoyed that.
You're like, do you know what you're like? You're like a belligerent teenager this week. Who's got a mullet, I've noticed.
Your hair is getting a bit long.
What happened? Look at that mullet.
Getting dangerously
you're
gonna
get
close
a cut.
To a
it's
mullet.
It's needed cutting for quite
Have you
a
been
while,
looking at pictures of Kevin Keegan circa 1981? You have,
now,
you?
It's not been permed yet.
Is your hair actually curly, though,
very,
naturally?
Very curly, yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, technically, I believe it is actually an afro.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Called. Yeah.
Yeah, you walk down the street and all the people are going, there's Toby, off he goes with his afro.
Technically, it's an afro.
Yeah, I believe it's technically tight enough to be called officially an afro.
Right, stuff we need to do in this final chunk of Bloke Talk here at City Talk 105.9. We need to do the food challenge. I've got the water. I've got the packets of Tribor Extra Strong Mints.
Other makes are
Mint
available.
Are available. We need to talk about car boots. And also, let's do our online little perusal of our various multimedia platforms, because JD, the mute producer, who's been very very vocal today, writing things down on bits of paper.
Vocal with his writing.
He's put us on Bebo, Twitter, MySpace, Facebook. Anything going on Facebook? Any conversation?
No.
Still got a good healthy amount of numbers, members on Facebook?
121, is it now?
That's all right. That's healthy. You get involved. The Bloke Talk Appreciation Society exists on Facebook. Join our gang. We'll give you a mention right on the wall.
Tell us about your novelty socks.
Bebo, we're on. We're also on MySpace and also Twitter.
Yes.
We're on Twitter. We have some new Twitter members following Bloke Talk.
Shall we guess what they look like?
Right, here are their names. We have two gentlemen this week. I think we got away with it last week with the... Was it Doris? You know, we were a bit nervous about Doris because we think she might
She's
be part of the people who... own City Talk, that big multimedia company. We don't want to upset anyone like that.
No.
So I think we got away with it last week. So Mark Carolla. Mark Carolla. Nice
Australian.
Name Carolla, isn't it? Carolla.
It's Australian.
Isn't that the world's most best-selling car, a Corolla?
Is it a Toyota Corolla?
It certainly used to be. I don't think it is anymore. It got overtaken by another one.
I think Mark Carolla's Australian. Mark
Carolla.
About early 30s, late 20s, early 30s.
Say that again. Carolan? I can't read JD, the not-so-mute producer's writing.
It's got a bit louder.
Mark Carolan. I do apologise, which is nothing like
that's
a Toyota Corolla.
Definitely changed then. Yeah. So Carolan.
Mark Carolan.
I still think, actually, that he's late 20s, early 30s. What do you reckon? Blonde?
Yeah.
Or dark hair? But I think dark hair maybe with a blonde, what are they called? Highlights.
Do you know what I think about Mark Carolan?
Go on.
I reckon he's got a body piercing.
Do you?
Yeah, I reckon he sounds like the kind of man who's probably got a ring through his nipple. Maybe his bottom lip.
Not bottom lip.
Yeah.
I think maybe nipple, possibly the top of his left ear.
What do we think Mark Carolan, who's just joined Bloke Talk on Twitter, does for a living?
I think
Mark Carolan.
He might be an assistant manager in a high street shop.
A retailer. I'm leaning towards that.
Yeah.
In his 30s.
Little badge saying, my name's Mark Carolan.
How can I help? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. What car do we think Mark Carolan might drive?
A Ford Focus.
Or a
Toyota Corolla.
Yeah, that'd be good, wouldn't it? All right, that's Mark Carolan. Mark, welcome. Thank you for following us on Twitter. Do we follow them back, JD?
We do.
We follow Twitter etiquette. The Duncan Bark Show, which is what I normally do during the week, I read something that apparently if someone follows you, really it's quite polite and nice to follow them back.
Can we see...
I've not been doing that. I only follow six people.
Can we see what Mark Carolan's most recent status update says?
He hasn't got any updates.
Shocking.
All right, the other
person... What about the next one?
Is Nick. Nick Spence? Is that right?
Nick Spence. Definitely.
Nick Spence is following us on Twitter.
He's an accountant.
Do you?
I think he wears novelty socks and ties.
No, second drawer down. Doesn't. Second
Nick
drawer
does.
Full of novelty socks.
No, I don't.
Because Nick is quite, you know. If he was.
Nick, yeah.
Hang on. If he was an accountant, it would be Nicholas Spence. Wouldn't
he's
it?
Definitely
Twitter,
a money
it would be
man.
Nicholas Spence.
He's definitely a money
I'm
man.
I'm not so convinced.
Have we got a picture of him on Twitter?
We've got a picture.
I've got all of his details. Is he. Right, okay. Nick Spence, mid 30s? Possibly.
I think he's an astrologer.
Has he got his role there, his job? All right. Is he.
An astrologer.
He's not an accountant.
Is it a mainstream job that we might guess?
Shall I have a look? This is like, what's my line?
Yeah. Should we play yes or no game?
No. No. Oh, I'm out. I've lost.
Oh, dear.
Come on, put this out of our pain. Nick Spence.
Graphic designer.
Arty, I like that. That's good. What else?
He was born in Hull, but he now lives in London.
Does he? What's he doing listening to this show?
He's a freelancer. He writes and draws for a living.
Excellent.
Nick Spence.
I'm not surprised at that at all.
I like the fact we have a cosmopolitan,
quite close to Nick Park,
diverse
isn't it? So.
Kind of audience.
Yeah.
Well, Nick Spence, thank you for following
Hiya,
us
Nick.
On Twitter.
Yeah.
Do you want to give Nick a special mention, Laura?
Hiya, Nick. Thumbs up.
Well, why would you say thumbs up?
Don't know.
Is that because he's a graphic designer?
Thumbs up, Nick. I just think it sounds good. Thumbs
I wonder
up,
if in his spare time he designs novelty socks. Just as a spare sort of time hobby. No?
Hear that silence?
You don't.
Deafening, isn't it?
Shut up.
Right. Shall we do the food challenge? We've done that.
One of the worst, horrendous put-downs I've ever had. I feel this small now. Can't believe you just did that to me.
Plenty more where that comes
from.
That
was worse than being snubbed when you're offering a high five to somebody.
No, I don't think so. Right, so Nick Spence, Mark Carolan, thank you. And if you want to get involved using Bebo, MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, it's Bloke Talk, and go and say hello. We'll mention you on this... It's 60 minutes that we do every week. Let's do the food challenge. Who's up for this?
Go on, then.
Now, how do you want to do this? Do you want to just make it? Well, I bought three packets at the Shell on the A41 earlier. I've got three packets of these extra strong mints. What do you want to do with them? A packet you've got to consume, then drink the water straight down, or just a handful?
I think it should be five.
What do you reckon, Laura?
I've drank most of my water.
Oh.
Can I have a drop of yours?
Yeah, Toby's not going to do this challenge.
Why
He's going to wimp
Why
out.
Do we? Why is it why bad to do that? What's wrong with
have
that?
You never had mint and then cold water afterwards?
No,
right,
we'll try.
Yeah, there's a packet. Laura can go first.
I don't know how they're going to judge
five
this.
Five mints.
Five?
What, crunch them all down at once?
No, actually, let's say as many as you can take and fit in. That's a good thing.
As many as you can fit in your mouth.
And
then
you
drink the water straight down once you swallowed the mince.
I think 5 is going
to
be enough.
5 has got to be the minimum. A minimum of 5.
I can't put these all in my mouth. That's disgusting.
Go on.
Go on and just chew them up.
Come on, one at a time. Come on. Big girl. That's it. 1. Ooh, I like that. 2.
Didn't like 2.
Don't swallow. Well, you know, get them all in there. Come on. Speed up. 3. 4. Oh.
No, she's still got 2 in her mouth.
Oh, right.
This is her fourth now.
3, 4, going in.
Go on.
Oh, come on.
Keep going.
What's the matter with you?
Keep going. Only one more.
5.
This is so humiliating.
That's great, isn't it? 5.
It sounds worse when you talk with your 5. Mouth full.
You're going to take some more?
No.
You don't have to. Right.
Right,
swallow the mince.
Has to be downed.
Swallow the mince.
Swallowed them.
Swallow the mince. Oh, come on.
She's struggling.
What's the matter? Is your tongue burning?
When you open your mouth and breathe in, is it cold?
Mm.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have you swallowed the mince?
Mm.
Right, down the water.
Look at her face!
Oh, God. Woo! Yeah!
Now do you know why?
Yeah.
What a rush!
Yeah. And it's legal, and it costs about 58 pence.
So, that was brilliant.
So, did you enjoy that?
Love that, man.
So, you've got a little burning sensation going.
Woo!
Did it not hurt?
Feel alive.
Yeah.
No, it didn't
really
hurt.
Am I going next or are you
going?
I'll have a go. Okay.
Okay. 1. How many is he going to go for? He's got a whole pack there. 2.
They love the crunch in there, Mike.
3. Doesn't make great radio, does it?
No.
Come on, Duncan.
It's groundbreaking.
His face looks a bit like a pig's. I think there. 4.
His face looks like a pig.
Are you only going for 5?
That's a terrible thing to say. Is that 5?
At least you haven't got a mallet.
Is that 5 or 6?
Oh, it's 5.
I think it's 5. Here comes the 6. How many is he going for? Is he going for a packet? This is extraordinary.
Oh,
is he going to go for a packet? 7.
He's been practicing this.
Breathing in. Sounded a bit like an ogre there. I think he's going to go for 10. Is he going for 10 or a packet?
He doesn't want to leave. Oh, you can see it on his face.
Oh, that's horrendous.
What did he do?
He just stuck all the chewed up mints out at the camera.
I'm glad I didn't see that.
Oh, that's hideous. How many are you on? Is that
10.
9?
This
is the 10th.
Go on, give up after 10.
Is he going for 10? Or are you going for more? Basically, you're setting me a challenge of 11 to win. I thought you might do that. 12 or 11?
Go on, quick 11. Succession.
Oh, it's hurting. Oh. 12. He's going for 12. Or is there more to come?
He looks like he's going to be sick.
He's going for 12. It's a good effort anyway.
Go on, down it. Down it.
Go on,
I'm a bit worried about
mints.
His...
Here we go. Here
well-being.
Comes the water. Down it goes. His eyes are popping out of his face.
Hey!
Did that go in the bin as well?
Good effort, Dunks.
Did it hurt? Did that hurt?
What?
Did it hurt?
A little bit.
12. Do I have to beat 12? I don't know if I can do this. Right, here we go.
1.
Bloke talk, by the way. City Talk 105.9, Voice of Liverpool. Food challenge. It's extra strong mints, as many as you can possibly eat in quick succession, followed by downing a glass of water. For those who have not done it, maybe you should put a health warning. If you have a fragile digestive system, don't try this at home.
Don't. Just don't try it anyway.
I have just eaten a curry.
What have you got there? Is that your 3rd one?
4th.
4th.
I've got a good food challenge for next week as well.
Oh, yeah.
When we're speaking about it. It involves taste tests.
I like that.
Yeah.
What number are you up to there?
I've had 4.
4, come
I actually
on.
Don't like mint very much. Doesn't help.
Hang on, isn't this breaking your thing of not eating sweet things?
You persuaded me earlier that these don't count as sweet.
No, they don't, though.
They are sweet.
No, I mean, they've got sugar in them and glucose and syrup. But...
Oh, I hate this.
How many have you done?
5.
Why haven't I do 12?
Just give up, Toby.
Oh, come on, it's becoming painful now to watch. Get some
momentum. Well, you talk about something and I'll keep going.
Well, you talk about your mullet.
You've already talked about my mullet.
We'll talk about your mullet again.
We can talk about your socks.
Mm.
Your shirt.
If you see someone later this evening, ladies and gentlemen, walking down Church Street, mullet waving around in the hair, in the air rather, the hair waving around in the air in a mullet kind of fashion, and you look down and there's some novelty socks there, you go, that's Toby. Toby, no one famous called Toby, though we have discovered that there is a character in Thomas the Tank Engine, everyone.
Toby the Tug.
Called Toby the Tug. You see, your name only lends itself to fictitious children's characters based on boats.
Go on,
right, how many did you do?
Eight.
Come on then. One.
Down it. Do you feel minty fresh?
Yeah. You're not seeing Pee-Pee tonight, are you?
If I am, I'll have minty fresh breath for her.
Bit of a tingle sensation going on.
Fizzy.
Fizzy.
You must eat those
Duncan,
bits again in quick succession.
You win.
What? I know.
Well,
right,
Duncan.
So what are we going to do next week?
I don't think Laura's ever actually won one. Have you won? Oh, yeah, you sort of, if we count.
I won the hardest
the dodgy
one.
Food. Yeah, you win
if
that.
If we count that, that was the hardest one.
That wasn't really a test, was it? There was no competition there. It was just
yes, there was, and you chickened out.
I did chicken out. I don't deny.
Of course there was a competition there.
Considering you were moaning about what? Me saying a tiny little thing that may have slurred Laura's character earlier,
what?
You have gone on some sort of attack on me in the last two-thirds of this show,
no,
Mr.
Bart. I've not attacked you.
You
have
certainly
have.
You? You've attacked the socks and the hair.
Well, they deserve
coming
attacking.
From you.
They'd be attacking themselves if someone
the
else didn't.
Style icon of City Talk that you are.
Actually, have you noticed how Duncan always takes one of our sides each week and attacks the other? Like the other week when you were attacking me for being grumpy.
I didn't attack you.
Yeah,
we
you
actually,
did.
No, we defended
think...
your honour
yeah.
When you
no,
were
No,
being,
the week before when
grumpy.
You were being mean. You know, the week when you,
you
were being...
threatened to walk out of the show. That's a reasonable
no,
reason
I didn't.
For being grumpy.
I didn't. You suggested it.
You said at the end you weren't sure if you were going to come back.
Mm. I'm not taking anyone's side. I'm sorry if you feel put upon there.
Don't
attacked.
Touch me. And don't wipe your hand after you do.
Am I attacking Toby?
Now I'm being whipped with Laura's cable, which actually hurts quite a lot.
Right, what are we
Stop
doing?
It.
Yeah, well, I win that. So what are we going to do next week with the food challenges? A taste
I'm
test.
I'm actually not...
Test.
I just realised I'm not here. Sorry. Oh.
You're not here?
No, I'm going
Why
on
not?
Holiday.
Oh, we're going to have to get a Laura substitute. Who should we get? Who do you fancy, Tobe?
Get a bloke.
I fancy pee-pee, but oh. That's the right answer.
And, it is, well done, yeah.
And who do I want on the show? That's something
Why
that's
don't you
a
get another celeb
master.
Guest on?
Oh, yeah, but the last one dragged me out of house and home. I don't know, did you want to blow
Maybe
or should
in
get
the
a
next
girl?
Week. Are you free in the next week to go for that shave? We could do that for
we
the show
that
Laura's not in.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you get,
what do you think?
A girl
get a
on seeing...
I like the idea of getting a girl.
Seeing as I'm such a moaning bird, you can probably find one that's a lot nicer.
Plenty of moaning birds around here.
What about, do you know who I think we should get? A certain Scouse lady who also has a bit of Canadian in her accent.
Oh, yeah.
And is due to get married shortly.
Oh, what? The travel tart?
Yeah.
Yes, let's get her in.
I think she'd be a great bloke talk
girl. She scares me, though. I've seen her when she's in a bad mood, first thing in the morning.
She has a slightly filthy mouth, I think. It's
I'd be very happy for her to fill in.
But I think she'd be a good bird for bloke
talk. We could do that, couldn't we? Get Claire in.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah.
She'd be up for that.
Should we ask her?
Yeah.
Do you want to ask her, shall I?
I'll ask her.
You ask her, all right. Okay. Right, car boot sales. Before we go, car boot sales.
I went to my first ever car boot sale as a seller this week.
Did you? What prompted that? You want to get some ready?
Because down at my parents' house, they've had loads of my old stuff in their loft.
Plus my old stuff?
My old stuff that I don't want anymore. Plus loads of old junk themselves. So we said, let's go to the car boot sale and make some money out of it.
Where was this? Was this when you were visiting your folks?
Yeah, down in Cornwall.
Do they have car boot sales in Cornwall?
Yeah, they have loads of them.
They actually use horse and carts there, but yes, they do have them.
And do you know what happens?
I'll line them up, you tear them off.
As
Go
soon
on.
As you get there, it's like a swarm of vultures come down on you.
Was
you're getting
your stuff
the stuff
that
out
good?
Of the cart.
All of those webbed...
selling your Super Nintendo.
All of those webbed feet.
What? We're talking about Cornwall, not Norfolk.
Oh, good point, yeah.
Oh, right, you're being rude about Cornwall.
No, I'm not allowed Cornwall.
Yeah, they swoop on you as you're getting the stuff out of the car. You don't even get a chance to lay it out.
Are they rude?
What was your best sell, would you say?
The trouble was,
rip-off of your customers?
I sold loads and loads of stuff, right, but the trouble is you can only charge about up to a pound for everything.
Right.
What?
I've been to car boot
sales,
you can charge
more than that. People would come up to me and go, how much is this this light shade or whatever, yeah, and I'd say £1.50. They'd go, no, a bit steep that, and walk away. Or a cuddly toy, and it's, how much is this? 40p. No, I was looking to pay 30.
Brilliant. Does that really happen? Because I've been to a few car boot sales, but not for about 10 years. And I went purely because I needed some money because I moved into this flat and I was skint. And it's good because it's a bit of a life clear out. And I did it obviously down south as well before I came up here. And it wasn't like that. I mean, you had to be kind of like...
Credit crunch, I guess.
People were very kind of like, what's that? Is that for sale? You know, like pointing at things in the back of your car that you just bought, you know, down the supermarket to take home
your
lunch.
Tire.
What, is that ham for sale? No, it's my lunch. What are you doing? But, you know, and people...
Paws all over it.
But I wasn't aware that people would go up to you and go, how much is this? 40p. I'm not going to go any higher than 20. Yeah.
That's
like,
exactly what happened.
So how much money did you make?
We made £33.
That's all right, isn't it?
And how much did it cost you to be in the field?
£5. So
£28
profit.
Yeah.
I sold this calculator, right? And I used it for my A-level maths, so it was a proper good calculator that draws graphs and everything.
50p.
50p.
There we go.
It cost me about £30. I sold two England shirts as a job lot, they cost me like £30 each. I sold them for £3 the pair.
Nice. Yeah.
I enjoyed it though.
Gonna go back?
Yeah, definitely.
Beautiful. Laura, thank you for your car boot story. Toby, I'm sorry if you feel picked upon this week. That wasn't my intention.
Laura, next week we're picking. You're not here. I'll get Claire to pick on Duncan. She's scary.
Yeah, I quite like the idea of being picked on by Claire. Ooh.
She's going to be married soon. You better be careful.
Well, I've got a few weeks. Right, City Talk 105.9. This has been Bloke Talk. Thank you for listening and thank you for downloading.
Listen, and log on to the Voice of Liverpool. City Talk 105.9.